The Deferred Action Program allows certain immigrant youth to remain in the country and obtain a work permit without fear of deportation. Here's President Obama describing the policy in June 2012.
This is a temporary stopgap measure that lets us focus our resources wisely while giving a degree of relief and hope to talented, driven, patriotic young people.
And they would have qualified for new health care options under the Affordable Care Act. That is, until the Obama administration announced last August a new federal policy. It explicitly excluded these youth from participating in the expanded Medicaid program or purchasing insurance on the state exchanges. Alvaro Huerta is with the National Immigration Law Center.
It really doesn't make any sense. You're excluding a population of very young, healthy individuals, generally, from the insurance pool, and that makes it actually more expensive for the rest of us not to have those folks included.
Here in California, there's a wrinkle in the law, and it dates back more than a decade. The 1996 Federal Welfare Reform Law barred lawfully present immigrants who have been here for less than 5 years from receiving any public benefits, from food stamps to health care to housing. The Golden State, though, took a different approach. Renee Malo is the Deputy Director of Healthcare Benefits and Eligibility for the State Department of Healthcare Services.
We have made a policy that for individuals that meet certain requirements, if they're here as legal immigrants, but they're under, say, the five-year bar, we have afforded them full-scope Medi-Cal services. And again, we pay for those with state general funds.
Essentially, that means that some young Californians who qualify for deferred action are already eligible for Medi-Cal in the Children's Health Insurance Program, so long as it's funded by the state and not the federal government. And even more will be eligible for expanded Medi-Cal in 2014, says Ron Coleman with the California Immigrant Policy Center. But he says they still can't buy insurance through the state exchange called Covered California, because it includes federal subsidies and tax credits.
They're actually eligible now for Medi-Cal if they are blind or disabled. And as part of the newly eligible population that will get coverage starting in January, if they're a single childless adult, up to 138% of the federal poverty level, they will also qualify for Medi-Cal.
That's good news for deferred action youth. But Luis Ojeda with the California Youth Immigrant Justice Alliance says many of them don't know about this opportunity.
We've been told, no, that Obamacare doesn't apply to us and that we still won't have access to health insurance.
Ojeda, who's 23, is from Colima, Mexico, and now lives in Fresno. He was approved for deferred action status in May.
So I think part of the reason why we are still uninsured and we still haven't taken advantage of this opportunity, simply a lack of knowledge.
As an advocate for the immigrant community, Ojeda says he's focused on pushing for immigration reform, the Trust Act, and driver's licenses. He says it's important to get the word out about the health insurance benefits available to youth with deferred action status.
I think there's a lot of advocacy work that goes on in our community in terms of trying to improve the well-being of our community. But really understanding that in order for us to do that, we really need to take care of ourselves.
Coleman with the California Immigrant Policy Center agrees there needs to be more outreach to these youth.
In California, a lot of these eligibility categories that had been preserved are not known to a lot of people. So I do think that there will be a need for a lot of community education for eligible DACA-approved individuals to sign up for Medi-Cal and get the access to health care that they'll need.
As Obamacare enrollment begins today, Malo, with the Department of Health Care Services, encourages everyone who needs health care to apply for insurance. She emphasizes that the information collected is only used for the purpose of determining eligibility. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.